Hey Shane, did I send you? Okay.
I'd like to call order the Town of Ruley regular meeting for June the 11th. And Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands on my nation and on my God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. I'd like to request that we amend the agenda with, of course, the council's blessing to add resolution number 6 of 2018. We found out that we need a resolution to apply for our grant for the property on the River Road. The grant deadline is July 2nd, so we figured maybe we could amend this agenda and get this resolution approved this week. So with that, do I have a motion to amend the agenda?
I move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Daigle, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? We have to have a public hearing, Tom?
No, not a public hearing.
Any comments from the audience?
No.
Any comments from the council? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler.
Yes.
All right, so we got unanimous there, so that'll work. In your package, we have the minutes for our regular meeting of May the 8th. We changed one or two things in those minutes before the committee meeting. If y'all don't have anything, we'll have a motion to approve those minutes. Moved by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Richard. Any comment from the audience? Yes, Mr. Tom?
Got a question. The agenda says meeting of May 8th. The minutes say May 14th.
Oh. That should be May 14th.
So the agenda.
The agenda's incorrect. That should be May 14th.
We need to amend the agenda for that?
We need to amend the agenda for that?
No.
The minutes are correct on the 14th.
I just noticed that.
Okay. Any other comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Aye.
Ms. Bourgeois. Committee reports on the Finance Committee. You have in your package the review of budget to actual, getting close down at the end of the month. We got some more income that has to come in. Expenses are just about done, and whatever we have left, we're trying to get that taken care of by this end of this month. So that's in your package. If y'all have any questions, just let us know. Anything else on the finance? Public Works Committee. Ms. Bourgeois had a good idea. We do a Public Works update every month at our committee meeting, and she suggested we read it so it'll go into the minutes in our regular meeting, so that way the public that looks at our minutes might be able to see a few informational categories here. So the Public Works update for May. Total rainfall for May. We had 4 rain events for a total of 2.2 inches. No drainage issues were reported. We had 7 SCADA alarms at our wastewater lift stations. Most were loss of prime. 2 out of compliance test results in our sewer treatment facility. DEQ inspection on our wastewater treatment facility was done. We were awaiting results. We had no personnel incidents to report. Derelict building at 2100 Ori Drive had a new roof installed on it. So we made some progress there. We cleaned culverts from Venzul Street to the ditch north of the subdivision. Sweeper and land plane attachments were purchased for the Bobcat. Both are working fine. New street signs for South Above and West St. Francis have been delivered. So we're going to work on getting those put up. Also upcoming, this week is the week for Republic Roadside Debris Pickup, the week of June 11th. It's always the second full week of the month. So we just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. And our extra monthly pickup will be on June 29th. It's the last Friday of the month. So that is our update on Public Works. Under planning and zoning, we don't have anything, but we do have an ordinance to update our zoning map. So we'll vote on that down the road. Personnel Committee, consider new part-time police officer, Mr. Chief LaFoe.
All right, I had Michael Como. He went and took all his tests this week. He passed everything good, so if we could, like to start him out at $15 an hour. He'd do us real good work. Principal of the Holy Family, he'd be good, helpful. He receives awards every year at Fort Allen Police Department. He's been working there about two, three years now, so he puts in a ton of time. They give him an award every year for donating a bunch of time to him, so he covers shifts and everything. He's well-versed in everything up there, so he's going to leave Fort Allen and come work for us. So if it's, I'd like to start him off effective today, if you could, $15 an hour.
Chief, are we down
the
census?
It's just a part-time, like a reserve officer. When we had a little special things, that needed shift cover or something like that, instead of paying overtime. But you got a part-time person, we do it for 15 instead of paying overtime. So.
You got the matrix?
Everything's perfect. Drug test, matrix.
All right. With that, Mr. Richard made a motion to accept this part-time.
Second
by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor to hire our new part-time police officer? What's his name again?
Michael Como.
Michael Como. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jonathan. Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Police Committee. Governmental Affairs Committee. Yeah, that's fine.
We did have our plaque presentation program yesterday, June 10th, and awarded 9 Town of Brule certified landmark plaques. And I wanted to thank the people that helped us. Thank Shane and his crew for helping. Jamie Loop did a lot to help people in the community. So we appreciate that involvement. Thank you.
Yep, that was very nice, and I think everyone's appreciative of those plaques. So, anything else? Consideration of vetoed ordinances, I have none. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number 5 of 2018 to update our zoning maps. That's our new zoning map behind us on the board. We updated the map to put the correct northern town limits. The last map we had was incorrect. So during the process, we also changed a few of the zoning properties that were changed from the, I think, 16 when we had adopted the last one.
2016 was the last year.
Until now. So the few zoning changes that we had, we went ahead and changed them on the map to make sure we had it up to date. But the main purpose of it was for the northern town limits to be correct. We had those wrong on the map.
Could we get some for the council members in color?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
how many did we get?
Printed off the email. We did make copies of big ones, but
we made copies. We don't have a plotter here. We didn't plot those here.
Not that one. We purchased.
That size is nice. When somebody calls you about a zoning issue or something, you can read it.
Even the 11 by 17.
Well,
you want the bigger one?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
No, that's a plotted map. That's not printed.
You should be able to get some. I don't think that would be a problem.
Did we correct Vaughn, John, Vaughan? Did we correct it on the master copy?
I know we talked about it.
I know it's still without the A in it at the end.
V-A-U-G-H-A-N.
Okay, that's correct.
No, it's not correct.
Oh, it's not correct on there? Okay. Yeah, I asked that.
No, I missed that. Because
we changed that spelling by ordinance way back in 01 or 02, family request.
All right, well, we can reprint that map and add that on there? Is that how we do it, or do we need to?
Yeah, no, you just make approve it subject to that change.
Subject to that one change.
I can tell you somebody in that family is going to come up here if he sees that map.
Sure.
Any question? Amen. That's all I'm saying.
Subject to Vaughan.
I mean, 11 by 17, if it reads okay, it's fine, but that's so much easier.
Okay. So with that, we'll go ahead and open up public hearing. All right, public hearing is open. We have any public comments? All right, public hearing is closed. Do we have a motion to accept ordinance number 5?
With the amendment?
With the amended change to Vaughn to be V-A-U-G-H-A-N on the new map that we have printed?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Do roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right. Ordinance number 6 of 2018, ordinance for budget general funds from 2018 to 2019. In your package is the copy of your budget. That includes everything. The only change from the draft that you had at the committee meeting to now is administrative professional. That number is 118805 now, so that number changed, which in turn affected total. But that's the only line item that changed since the committee. So with that, if there's no discussion, we can open up a public hearing. So consider a public hearing open on the 2018-19 proposed budget for the general fund. Any public comment? No public comment? Comments? Public hearing is closed. Any comments from the council before we move on?
So we're looking to balance, but with use of the surplus, correct?
That's correct. $82,197. We are projecting our sales tax to be down a little bit this year. We did want to include that road project. So yes, we are $82,000 into the surplus. Don't plan on doing that every year, but that's just the way it fell out this year with the new road project. We did, however, add $100,000 back to the surplus last budget year.
Yeah.
$118,805. So it was about a $2,000 difference, round number.
It didn't affect the top line, it meant salary?
Oh yeah, sure did. I'm sorry, I circled the wrong one. I'm sorry. Admin salaries changed. Thank you. Correct me. That 118805 is not correct. 198162 is correct.
What's on the paper is correct.
Yeah, it's correct. And the I'm sorry. That's my mistake. Yeah, I circled professional fees because I had to ask Blaine a question about that earlier, and I didn't. 198162 administrative salaries and overtime. That's the top line under expenses under administrative salaries. That is where the difference is from the committee meeting. I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting that.
And who gets overtime in admin?
We just put that in there in case. I mean, some
hurricane.
Depending on what happens, if we didn't use a lot of overtime this time. We used temp, and that number doesn't have any in it, does it? Yeah, that number is exactly right.
Because so. I thought we said we didn't give overtime.
Well, we didn't last year. I don't think we did a little bit. So, but I mean, our issue in the office, having to make copies of all that stuff, we had to get help. So, God forbid something like that happen again, we may have to use it. But there's no money in there for that over time.
Just a general question, my edification. Do we know what a municipality of our size would keep in a surplus? Does anyone have any idea, or is that some information that we can find out? Certainly that's public knowledge, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if LMA tracks that.
I could call LMA and see if they have that number.
Them. I mean, there's not a max, there's not a min. Sure. I mean, I'm sure there's a max. They could tell you what an average for municipalities of our size. You know, villages, towns, cities, you know, large cities, small cities.
I think we have called them in past years. They'll refer us to the municipalities outside.
We're a medium-sized town. We don't have a city of 5,000, so that's almost three.
Right in the middle, kind of.
Yeah, village is 500, so we're kind of in the middle. I'm sure they can tell you. I know my experience with the museum, we try to keep at least 1 year's operating budget in surplus. We accumulated that.
Which is about what we have.
That's exactly what we have. That's my goal. My goal when I ran this, when I came on, was to keep one solid budget in surplus.
So if that's the case, then, we're close to it, I think you said.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, that's assuming we had no revenues in 1 year.
Somewhere, that's a rule of thumb. If something catastrophic happens or,
Yeah, no sales tax.
Stream of revenue and whatever. That gives you enough time to bring something up before the public if you needed to pass an ad valorem tax or something that may make an adjustment. So that's kind of a, there's nothing hard and fast in the law. That's just kind of a, if you talk to the legislative auditor, they don't give you any problem about that.
This proposed budget with the surplus taken them out, it zeros out revenues and expenditures exactly the same amount.
Exactly. That's correct.
You start building up a lot more than that, then there you're going to get looked at, getting questions.
It's just a question. That's a huge surplus to keep carrying over each year. And, if it's customary, it's one thing. If it's not, use the money for the benefits of the town. We're not a bank.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Really?
One year,
we haven't collected ad valorem taxes.
Nope.
For ages.
Long time. That was part of my reason with that surplus of that, pulling that $82,000 out. It doesn't bother me quite as much because we do have that amount of surplus.
We just don't want to make it happen every year.
Absolutely not.
Infrastructure that has age on it. So, sometimes it's nice to be able to make repairs without having to have bonds.
And just to reiterate, we got our big street project, which is the biggest amount in our expenses. Yep. Unless something comes up, and right now Orleans Quarters is hot. Depending on what we can fit in the budget, if we can fit Orleans Quarters, that back piece that's so bad, we may end up doing that one.
Uh-huh.
But yes, we're going to continue to follow that.
That's on the first five.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. So if nothing else, I was talking to Shane, if nothing else, if we don't have the money to overlay the street completely, because it may take us redoing the whole street, while they're here, maybe we'll have them patch it. We're going to look at it once we get closer to pulling the trigger on it, drawing out a bid.
Prices are going up, so you may be paying more for asphalt than
we were lucky last time. Yep.
Just a couple of comments I'd like to make in regards to salaries.
Sure.
Before I was on the council, I came to most of the meetings, and I saw the council agonize every year over what percentages they were going to give and so forth. And then I got on it, and then I started agonizing. And I think I've talked to all of y'all in the last week or two in regards to how we can make it a little simpler. I think we need to devise sometime in the next year before the next budget starts a simple pay plan, which gives all our employees a number that they can expect on a base amount tied to consumer price index or the cost of living numbers, something that we come up with a committee or something, which you say they're going to get, just throw out 3% base amount, all points, and then you, as department heads, you over the administration, Shane over the maintenance, and Jonathan over the police, can come up with an additional recommendation on a merit or performance increase on top of that that gives up to and a maximum. This plan ought to be prefaced with pending available annual revenues. In other words, if we're projecting the revenues there, then this is what our people are going to get. And then there's always, if they really perform, to get an additional recommended by their department head on top of that. So I just throw that out, you know.
I like that. I think as we are, I've talked individually to everybody, and I think that's the path we need to take. And it'll make life a lot easier on a lot of people. So.
And it lets them know what to expect.
Well, the finance committee should get together maybe in February or something like that, or earlier. Draft.
I'm thinking we put a policy in ASAP. Okay. Try to get it done. That way everybody knows where we stand.
I'd like to hear comments from our employees here. Anybody,
yeah, sure.
What they think.
Well, Mr. Dodd, one thing, did you mention that initial percentage would be a base increase?
Yes.
I'm kind of coming from the private sector. We never had that. If the company didn't make money, nobody got an adjustment.
Well, that's why I said it should be prefaced by pending available projected revenue.
Even that base.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Just
at one year, when I was at CRPC, we all took a 10% cut because one of the largest grants that was funding the agency, the federal program, died, and so we all took 10% losses. You know. Well. We had a pay plan in place that we couldn't adhere to because of that situation. So that's why you need to preface it by extenuating circumstances. You may not be able, but on a normal basis, because we're in good shape, and I don't foresee that could happen, but, you know, it gives a base plus possible merit increases.
I don't know if the base would include.
Well, and we also talked about max. You know, you're going to have to put a ceiling. So we'll have to get to that point, too. And it's going to take some work, but we'll be able to get with the LMA and figure out a good policy, find out what some other towns use.
Based on personnel evaluations, too.
Yep. All right, anybody else? Comment? Public hearing's been done, right? Do I have a motion to accept, let me get back to my page here. Do I have a motion to accept ordinance number 6 for budget general funds for 2018-19 fiscal year?
I move we accept the proposed budget.
A move by Mr. Niesler, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
All right. Ordinance number 7 of 2018, ordinance for budget sewer funds for 2018-19. Nothing's changed on that from the committee meeting. Hopefully we'll continue to do what we're doing and paying down our little sewer debt like we're doing. No big expenses that we know of, but we always want to be protected on this, so in case something bad goes on.
What was our biggest expense?
Sewer. I didn't have anything real big, huh?
No.
It was just a bunch of little small stuff. Yeah. That chlorinator thing.
Yeah, that was $35.
Yeah. Nothing huge, but you know,
need to project.
We did talk about that aerator. Are we going to get that in this budget year?
As a matter of fact, I'll actually already ordered it.
Okay.
It'll be working.
Okay. But you know, as you get something bad that happens, and we got to keep the pumps rolling back there. So.
Project.
Was it? Okay.
Nothing major here.
So the difference on the budget underneath. The sewer is putting cap purchase at 2,819.
Where are we at? Yes.
Okay, and that's what you're referring to, Shane, on that
No, no, no. That's for that conveyor to pull that duckweed up.
Oh, yeah, the 18,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so that that's, looks like that's your largest.
Yeah, I think that.
You want to touch on that, just what that is?
Yeah.
Was it duckweed or duck?
Duck seed. Yeah. We have to harvest it 3 to 4 times every year. We have to get the duck seed out of our oxidation pond and dispose of it on land. Shane Andre can tell you, stinks up his whole hunt cancer. Anyway, it's an easier and more efficient way to get it out. It's a conveyor. Right now, we reach in there with a backhoe and pull it up and put it in the truck. This conveyor, we can just push it up to it, do it automatically. Mm-hmm. And it would take a 3-day process and turn it into a day and a half. So it's got an ROI on it.
Absolutely.
It'd be a little bit, you know, long, but it makes it easier, it makes it safer, more efficient. Okay.
All right, with that, we'll open up public hearing. Any questions on the sewer budget? No public questions, so public hearing is closed. Any questions from the council? Any more conversation? All right, with that, do I have a motion to accept the proposed sewer budget for 2018-19 fiscal year, ordinance number 7?
So
moved. By Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes. Right, thank you, sir. Madam? Introduction of ordinances? Do we have any? I don't have any. Resolutions and accommodations. I'm going to read this resolution number 6 since we adjusted the amended the agenda. This is for our grant. Do I need to read the whole thing? I guess I will. Resolution number 6 of 2018, resolution of the Town of Brule approving the application for grant funds from the FHWA Recreational Trails Program from Louisiana as established by CFDA 20.219. We are applying for a grant to do some work, maybe a parking lot, on that piece of property we purchased at the end of Main Street and River Road. And with that grant, they require us to pass a resolution. So,
but the whole property is not going to be a parking lot, right?
No, not at all. No. As of right now, we want to put a little pavilion.
I got to keep saying that. I don't want a parking lot. What we spent on that, $100,000.
No, it's not going to be a parking lot. There's going to be parking spaces available for people to want to use a walking trail. There's going to be a green space, and hopefully a pavilion that,
yeah,
out front. So. That's kind of what we're leaning towards. It's a $100,000 grant, and we're in process of getting it done. So,
do we have somebody that's putting the plan together?
Yes. Yes.
I'll be glad to read over it too. Don will help read over it when y'all get it done.
It's we got a lot of the stuff done. I got a lot of the potential drawing. I think you guys have seen that. Just the drawing that we put together. We got the survey property done. I mean, the property surveyed, so all that's done.
You got that packet with that survey because that man bought it.
So anyway, that's what we're doing. So we need this resolution to go along with our application. One thing on here, if you look down at number 2, certify that said applicant has or will have available prior to commencement of any work on the project, including in this application, sufficient funds to build, including 20% local match, operate, and maintain the project. So it's going to be an 80-20 grant. We're looking at options on how we're going to get our 20% match. I'm trying not to do cash. The guy that did the grant, that talked to me about the grant, said that if the parish sidewalk that goes down St. Francis Street in the process of being done, the cost of that sidewalk could be used as a match for what we're going to do on that piece. So it may not cost us anything depending on how we can find our match. I just want to make sure you're aware we're going to have to match something.
Because we didn't put that in the financial part in the budget.
No, we didn't put it in the budget because we don't know if we're going to get the grant or not.
Well, we do have $40,000 for sidewalks in the budget.
We do, and we have some trail lighting too, and we can always come to the council and say, do y'all want to move this around? So the money's there if we need it. I just would rather do it without having to pull cash out. So with that, do I have a motion to adopt resolution number 6 of 2018?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle. Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Police Department?
Good evening. Last month was a pretty busy month for us. We had 3 alarms, 15 warrant arrests. We assisted other agencies 6 times, 2 civil complaints, 5 miscellaneous complaints, 11 disturbances, 2 public assists, 45 vehicles towed for no insurance, 9 crash reports, 2 suspicious persons or vehicles, 2 medical calls, which we're going to address next month, but one of our officers actually saved a lady's life performing CPR after she had suffered from a heart attack, massive heart attack. So we'll have a little some more details on that next month. 5 unlocks, 8 traffic complaints, 1 assault, 2 harassing phone calls, 1 animal cruelty, 2 thefts, 1 was a bicycle from Maury and 1 was an internet fraud, 1 fire, 1 terrorizing complaint, 3 drug arrests, and 1 trespass, for a total of 127 total complaints, 228 total citations, and 333 total violations on the citations.
Are all your officers
trained
CPR?
Yes, sir. As part of the basic post academy, we're all required to take an 8-hour CPR course. We are looking at now, since that came up, make sure everybody's in date. For the simple fact that now it's changed, you don't do any breathing anymore, it's just chest compression, so we're going to get everybody a refresher, see if we can get them to come here, and y'all will all be welcome to join in if you'd like. Yes, ma'am. So that's the materials that we plan on giving her haven't arrived yet.
We don't carry an AED in units?
We do not. We do not have an AED in unit or the building. That's something else we're looking at pricing.
You don't have one in the building?
No. You got one here?
Got one there, but I don't know if you have one on your side.
No, we're not. Not in our building. We have the fire extinguisher that says. Yeah, we definitely should. You're right.
And grants for
those? Oh, I'm sure there are. We're looking at a couple different grants ourselves that we'll bring before y'all for approval.
So we have 228 citations, and y'all had 45 no insurance tows. That's almost 25% of the stops don't have insurance.
Unfortunately, yes, sir. And that's no telling how many we don't catch.
Unreal.
I was doing the same thing. 1 out of 5 calls.
Now you combine driving under suspension on top of that, you got about 75-80% of the people. Any more questions?
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any correspondence? I don't think we have any. You might have any correspondence? Mayor's report. I don't have a whole lot. Ms. Joanne covered the plaques, and I went over the grant process. I just want to make sure everybody knew that was underway. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything? Any comments from the audience? How about you, little lady? Nothing? announcements. Town Hall will be closed July the 4th for Independence Day. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. It's adjourned.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. The golf cart people were out again today. High noon. The golf cart kids.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Do
anything. They're erratic. They got off their schedule.
They got
off their schedule.